on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
Oh, welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As we eagerly await the arrival of Chef Adam Pavlok for our Tuesday episodes of Yes, Chef, it gives me an opportunity to keep talking about these voting logistics and answer some of your amazing questions, which we still welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I'm also going to ask Aaron, part of our production team here for the Maggie Dawn Show, let me know if and when former President Obama starts speaking. We may take some of those comments live as well.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. A texter from the 262 sharing this. Maggie, also remember, after Scott Walker required voter ID and signed that legislation, he closed DOT offices throughout the state, especially up north, with the explicit intention of making it harder to vote. Yep. That is what happened. Pretty shocking. Pretty shocking. Matt from Middleton also texting in. He said, I voted by absentee ballot by mail. Is there a way to verify that my ballot was received? I want to know if I will have to go in person if it was lost or something. Thanks. Yes. Call Matt from Middleton. Call up your local election clerk's office and ask them, how can I verify that you received my absentee ballot? Everyone can verify. And in the city of Milwaukee, for example, there's actually like an online tracker. Like you put in your information and you can find out, like, have they gotten it confirmed? If you've requested one, where is it? Almost all jurisdictions have one of these. But the best bet is to call your local election clerk and ask them. They will happily do that. Okay. If you've got other problems, I'm going to give you all an incredible number to have at the ready. Okay. There is a website that I want you to know about. If you are concerned that your absentee ballot might not come. Okay. If you think something like the wrong laws are being applied, if you think someone is being harassed, I've got two incredibly helpful bits of information for you. Okay. The first one is this number. This is staffed by the Nonpartisan Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. Okay, this phone number is in English. It's in you. It'll connect you to other languages. Put this in your phone. Okay, everybody got their phones out or a pen and pencil? Here's the number. You think something's going wrong? Call this number. You can call them now. You can call them on election day. 866 OUR 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 VOTE VOTE. This is Nonpartisan Lawyers Committee for Human Rights Under the Law. This is a locally staffed number. It will direct you based on where you're located to a lawyer that knows the law for your jurisdiction. Okay? That is 866-OUR-VOTE. And I'm looking for my other bit of info, and I'm not finding it, but I will find it before we close out this segment. Because it is a voter advocacy organization, and it helps people if you're having problems registering to vote. So I'm going to find that before we get out of the show today, because I want to give you as many resources as you need. So 866 OUR VOTE. Also, of course, myvote.wi.gov, or if you're outside Wisconsin, vote.gov. Do you have questions, comments, concerns? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. 48-42, getting a little bit of info from the live comments from vice presidential candidate and current Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. He might have just called Donald Trump a dip blankety blank during his comments. Go, Governor Tim. He just sounds just like all the rest of us, doesn't he? Okay. Here are some other tips about voting. It is always the busiest at the very beginning and the very end of the voting. Okay? So, like, today is the first day of early voting, so it's going to be busy. If you're worried about getting your vote done, you want to go in the middle. So, in the middle on November 5th, in the middle of the day. Not at the beginning, very beginning or the very end. That's when it gets busy. That also happens over these early voting periods. So if you're worried about that, if you got a job that's a little sensitive, whatever it is, that is how you do it. Don't aim for the beginning or the end. Aim for the middle. Next up, if you are voting absentee by mail or early in person, now, the early in person, you usually have the assistance of an election worker, and they will make sure that the ballot is filled out perfectly, as well as the absentee envelope that it goes into. But this is the biggest thing, people. Please pay attention to this. If you are voting early in person or absentee by mail, take the time to carefully check that you have filled out everything exactly correct. Your complete mailing address on the outside of the absentee by mail envelope. Your complete mailing address, including city and zip code and state. Please write legibly. If you have terrible handwriting, get someone else to write the information legibly. Like this, these things sound simple, but this is the stuff that garners challenges or objections to ballots. I've seen it. So fill out all of the requisite voter information. Completely make sure your signature is on the early in-person paperwork, which includes an envelope, or the absentee by mail voting. Please make sure your signature's on it. Your witness's name clearly and legibly spelled and their complete signature. Make sure that you don't sign it irregularly. What do I mean by that? You know what your signature looks like. Don't sign some other newfangled hyper-abbreviated way. No, sign your signature like you normally do. They sometimes cross-check those things. Okay. Next up, if you still have the Scantron bubbles, you know those little things with the number two pencils back in the day? The Scantron bubbles, circle them in completely. Fill them in completely. Don't X, don't check, don't have your lines going all over. Make sure it's neat. If you think you've ruined a ballot and you're like, oh my God, this is an irretrievable mess, go up to it, go into the clerk's office if you want to do it by mail and be like, this is a mess. I need to spoil this ballot. I need a new one. They'll help you get one. You can do that on voting day too. It's called spoilation. They make note of it. They usually tear it up and they put it in a secured box for spoiled ballots. That happens because people, you know, you're older or you've got some kind of issue and you find it hard to fill in the little Scantron bubbles. So fill that stuff out completely. Take care. Take the extra few minutes to make sure it's been done exactly correctly. And here's my other huge tip. I have heard people call me all the time, Maggie, who are you voting for? I don't know who any of these people are that are running for dog catcher in thus and such, or like the register of deeds. I don't even know what that is. Oh my God, the ballot is 3 pages long. Why is it 3 pages long? I just want to vote for president. All very common. You are not alone in feeling those ways. Here is my, the biggest tips that I can give you. You can take anything you want into your voting booth. You can take notes. This is not a pop quiz. You do not have to remember every candidate's name. I don't even know every candidate's name when I look at it because I don't remember all the third parties on all the different races and all. It's not a pop quiz. It's not a test. You don't have to have everything memorized. Bring whatever materials you want, like Civic Media's voter guide. Because we got all these new legislative maps. You can go to civicmedia.us/vote. And we have the voter guide for every single state legislative and Senate race. Again, that's at civicmedia.us/voter guide. We have additional voter information at civicmedia.us/vote. So that's... It ain't a test. It's not a quiz. Take in whatever materials you need. If you have trouble filling out the ballot or you don't speak English and for whatever reason your ballot is only available in English, guess what? You can bring somebody into the voting booth with you. Did you know that one, Aaron? You can bring someone into the voting booth with you. You can bring your kid. You can bring your best friend. You can bring your political wonky friend.
I did not know that, but it makes sense, especially if you need assistance like you said, with language, or if you're visually impaired.
Using the pencil, either to press the right buttons. This is built around the voter. So again, you can bring whatever you want in. You can bring a friend into the ballot, into the voting booth if you want. And if somebody tries to tell you you can't, ask to talk to the election inspector. Write that down. Election inspector. That is the Pope of the polling place. That is the grand poobah of the polling place. If a poll observer from a party or otherwise challenges you or is making some kerfuffle, ask to talk to the elections inspector. And last but not least, you're intimidated by the 3-page ballot? Some weird races that you don't even know what the office does? You do not have to fill out a ballot completely to have your vote count for the races that you want to have your vote counted. So if the only thing you care about is the Senate race, because Eric Hovde is a 100-millionaire that doesn't know much about anything but acts like he knows everything about everything. For example, that's cool. You don't have to vote for president. You don't have to vote for anything else. You could just go in there and vote for Tammy Baldwin, for example, for Senate, and leave the rest of it blank. So it's not a test. You can bring a friend to help you if you've got a visual impairment. You have a hard time filling it out or managing the tool to select your candidates, whether it's a pencil or a touch screen, or if you just want some help, all that's permitted. And you don't have to fill out the ballot completely, which is so super important. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I used to go into the voting booth with my parents because it was cool. I was a nerd then too. Imagine that. Haven't changed much. Big nerd. And my mom would let me fill in the little Scantron bubbles, and she would usually have like a cheat sheet. She'd write all the each of the races and who she wanted to vote for. Little notes. Because she couldn't remember all of it. My dad used to take in like the newspaper itself because they'd print up what your ballot would look like, or they'd give you the rundown of all the candidates. So he brought in the paper. Yep, you can do that. My personal recommendation is that if you are voting by mail, you want your ballot in the mail by today in the state of Wisconsin. It just makes me really nervous to wait any longer, because who knows what's going to happen. And if you do want to drop off your absentee ballot, your early ballot, make sure that you can always go to your local election clerk's office directly. But if you're going to put it in a Dropbox, make sure it is a legit Dropbox. This would be a good thing. These are the ones that are usually outside your city hall or your clerk's office or a library or a firehouse, that kind of a thing. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to continue to take your calls and texts about this because it is time for your voice to be heard. I'm going to be with Dan Schaefer this evening from 6 to 7 to make your vote count 2024 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. Back with more in just a moment.